You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Today, Mayor Bloomberg's bill to alter the city's current term limits law was introduced at the city council. Since the mayor went public last week with his plan to ask the council to give him a chance to run for a third term, the conventional wisdom was that Bloomberg had the backing of his ally, Speaker Christine Quinn, and that of most of the council, who are also facing an end of their careers because of term limits. But after today's initial floor debate over the controversial measure, it does not appear that Mayor Bloomberg has a slam dunk. With us now is WNYC's Bob Henley. What changed?
Well, I think that last week, you know, in the past, Speaker Quinn, who leads, of course, the council, had been clear that she opposed ending term limits because the voters by referendum had voted for them twice. So last week, after the mayor's bombshell announcement, the speaker said that after a caucus with her colleagues, she would take a final position on the mayor's bill by this week.
What I would say to people who don't think this should be considered by legislation, you know, is one, the mayor, you know, I think began to make his case this morning. He'll continue to make his case in the time that goes between now and a vote on the bill. I, with my colleagues after the caucus, will make a final decision on Monday.
And so then, of course, today we all expected that we'd have a decision today during the press conference that the speaker always has before the general meeting, and this is what we heard.
With all due respect to the media, I actually never said I was going to take a position on Monday or Tuesday. I said I was going to have a Democratic caucus, I was going to consult with my colleagues, and that I would take a position in the near future, and I will be taking a position in the near future.
So it must be very politically risky for her to stand up and say where she stands on this. We know in the past she has said that she doesn't like term limits, but that she, as you mentioned, would defer to the will of the voters, which has been expressed in the 1990s through two voter referendum.
Right. Well, one of the things that's happened since, of course, is outside you have to imagine today the Worker Family Party, Working Family had a big turnout saying that they would oppose anyone in the council who went and voted to end run, according to them, the will of the people. This is a vote that really matters for them. And then also, every time, like the Democratic caucus yesterday, there were only 30 members came out of some 48. And so it was split behind the scenes. My sources tell me it was 8-8. And so then even today on the floor itself, it turned out that 9 folks spoke up against this end run that the mayor wants to do, getting around a referendum, while only 7 spoke in favor of it. I might say the quality of the rhetoric was really something. There are principled stands on this. You can make an argument, as Oliver Coppell did, who's in favor of overturning term limits, that you can point to the career of a Patrick Moynihan, a senator, who for 4 terms did the interests of the people, a Daniel Webster, as Coppell did. There's no doubt that there's an argument for that. The question comes down to process. Now, it looks like this thing is kind of being fast-tracked because there's going to be 2 hearings, October 16th and then October 17th, before the Government Ops Committee chaired by Simca Felder. Now, what's kind of ironic here, you know from covering solid waste, how long it took the city to figure out what to do with our solid waste. Right. And so critics are saying, wow, we're doing this change to the charter, which is the city's constitution, so quickly. I mean, they could vote on this by the end of October.
What are the implications of Speaker Quinn not taking a position yet?
Well, it means not spending any political capital. Remember, the big challenge for the council is that 2/3 of them are going to be term limited out in this tough economy. They'll have to find a job. And so they really are not only having to judge the public policy question of whether term limits are good or not, but also they have to weigh their own behavior and figure out how they factor into it. It's really a challenge, you know, ethically and morally. You might say you're conflicted out. If you were in the business world, you certainly couldn't do it if you were a board member. And so with Quinn not weighing in, it gives a chance for the opposition like de Blasio and
Councilman Bill de Blasio,
right,
from Brooklyn.
From Brooklyn, to be able to work the corridors and say, listen, it's not like the speaker hasn't weighed in yet. She doesn't have the votes. There's a perception of weakness because she hasn't weighed in.
Let's talk about the other pieces of legislation that are trying to thwart the mayor's bill. What are they?
Well, in the case of Councilman Novella, who would also like to be mayor, he wants to kick it up to Albany and have them in a home rule message say that there's a change to the charter that gives the city the power and the requirement that any change to term limits go to voters. And then we also have the various versions. You have Councilman Weprin and Councilman de Blasio's versions of this, which would also have the same effect of giving voters a shot.
That any time there's any change to the city's term limits law, it has to go before voters, because right now legally and legal precedent has said that the council has the right legislatively to make the change to this law.
Exactly, because what happened in the case of what went on with term limits in the past was the council made a change, a technical change, after voters spoke, and it was challenged in the courts, and the courts prevailed, saying ultimately council could do this. They had the right to change it, even though those voters spoke twice.
So this is about public perception. This is about gauging the mood of the populace, whether they would like to have the opportunity to vote Mayor Bloomberg in for a third term through tough economic times. And we will see how this plays out. Two hearings that I'm sure you will be covering. WNYC's
Thanks.
Bob Henley, thank you so much.